Now imagine for a moment that you are not the thinker of your thoughts, but the awareness that is behind it. And you are not the doer of your actions, but the witness that is witnessing it. Today we will look at the nature of the mind, and we will look at what Antahkarana is. We will look at the four aspects of the Antahkarana, that is Manas, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta, and we will also look at the different levels of the mind. So this is a masterclass on mind, and basically through this video we will understand how we can control our mind and through this control our life. Because like Shri Krishna said, if we take control of our mind, we take control of our life itself. The Advaita channel is about consciousness and conscious creation. Here we explore Vedanta and various other ancient teachings from India to understand the nature of reality and to consciously create our lives. For millennia, seekers and philosophers have tried to understand the nature of reality, about the nature of self, by asking questions like, who am I, what is this reality, what is God, etc. And each religion and each philosophy has its own worldview in explaining these things. Today we will look at the ancient Vedanta, one of the most sophisticated philosophies that there is, and how it explains the nature of mind, the nature of self and the nature of ego. And through this, we will understand the nature of reality itself. Now in part one, we will understand the four aspects of the mind. The mind, or Antahkarana, is the inner instrument as explained in Vedanta. And this inner instrument that each of us are, or each of us have, has four aspects to it. There is Manas, Buddhi, Ahankara and Chitta. Manas is memory. Buddhi is intellect. Ahankara is ego or identity. And Chitta is awareness or reflected consciousness. So basically, as per Vedanta, there is one infinite consciousness, and it is the fundamental aspect of reality. In fact, as per Vedanta, the entire universe is an appearance in this consciousness and is this consciousness at the fundamental level. So this consciousness channels through the Antahkarana and it gives it a life. It illumines it. And through the memory this Antahkarana carries, through the identity that it carries, and through the intellect, this consciousness manifests as a person. And it in turn creates or projects a personal reality for that person. So, Manas is memory. Each of us carry tremendous amount of memory. There is genetic memory because of our ancestors, because of our parents. There is evolutionary memory because of the evolutionary process. And then there is karma, which is the memory that we have gathered because of our past lives. And like this, there are different aspects of memory. So all of this come under memory or Manas. Then there is Buddhi. Buddhi is intellect. Buddhi is the instrument that each of us have, which can discriminate between things, which can discriminate between right and wrong. So you thought about whether to watch this video or not, and then you decided to click it. That is your intellect at play. Although we use this unconsciously, this can be a powerful tool if we become conscious. And then there is Ahankara, or ego or identity. Whatever you do, you claim that you have done this. Right now you are watching this video, and after you watched this video, you will say, I watched this video. So that claiming is the work of the ego or the identity. Each of us do this. This is natural to us. This is because of evolution. We have assumed to be this body and mind, and we have assumed to be this personality that we are. And then there is awareness or reflected consciousness, that is Chitta. This is the channeled consciousness, like I explained before. So these four are the aspects of the mind. With this, let us come to the second part, and from here we will look at Arjuna's journey in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and we will understand how Krishna helped him overcome his doubts and his fear to understand the nature of reality and to perform his duties in the right way. So, part 2 is about the surface level of the mind. Now imagine Arjuna in the battlefield, confused, angry, sad, desperate, you know, and coming to Krishna for help. His mind is filled with doubts and fears, and he is fully associated with ego, with his own self-identity, and he is not thinking about reality in a holistic way from a bigger perspective. So this is the surface level of the mind, and this is unconscious being. Most of the humanity is like this. Most of us are like this. We go through our lives being unconscious. We do many things in this world, but we do not truly understand why we do things and why we perform certain actions. There is societal conditioning, there is parental conditioning, there is karmic conditioning, there are different factors that are controlling our lives unconsciously. So all of us go through this. All of us go through doubt and fear. All of this happens because we do not understand the essence of reality. We do not understand that we have unconsciously identified our awareness with the ego, which is our personality, which is this body-mind complex, and we have simply forgot who we truly are in essence. The mind is a powerful instrument, and the nature of our mind determines the nature of our life. So the kind of mind that we have, the content that we have within the mind, determines the content and the quality of our life. Now the major aspect of mind is memory, and the nature of consciousness or awareness is such that it illumines things. It illumines memory. As the Upanishads say, consciousness is that which gives existence to everything. So whatever memory we consciously or unconsciously hold within our mind, that infinite consciousness that is the source of creation that is within us simply illumines that memory and manifests it in the external world. This is why the great Ashtavakra said, Yamati Sagati Bhavet. However you keep your mind, such a kind of life you live. And this is why Sri Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, mind can be your best friend or your worst enemy based on how you tame it and how you keep it. And this mind, like we discussed, is a mask. This is the avatar. This is the character of the game that we are playing within the world. It is up to us. We have the power to tame this mind and instill different qualities within this character to play the game better. So we need to level up within us in order to see our external reality change. And this knowledge can be very, very powerful. If we truly begin to take control of our minds, we can not only achieve success in all areas of our life, but we can also open our perception to different dimensions that are not yet available for us. And this process is conscious creation. Conscious creation is about understanding the nature of reality, understanding the truth that is oneness in all and the infinite potential of the self, and then consciously creating our lives in accordance and in alignment with this truth to live our ideal lives. And this conscious creation is what we focus on in our community, the Advaita Conscious Society. Now, let's come to part 3. Here, let us understand the deeper levels of the mind. Some call this subconscious mind. Arjuna, as he begins to listen to Sri Krishna, he goes deeper and deeper within himself. As Sri Krishna begins to reveal the truth of Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, and as Arjuna begins to listen to this truth, slowly Arjuna contemplates on this and he begins to go deeper and deeper within himself. His deep-seated assumptions, unconscious conditioning, belief systems, samskaras, vrittis, vasanas, etc. slowly becomes evident to Arjuna. Slowly he becomes aware of his conditioning. Our subconscious mind shapes our perception and reactions. It is the lens through which we interpret this world, but even this is not our true self. It is simply a collection of impressions gathered over time. With this, let us come to part 4. which is the ego. Slowly, as Krishna explains to Arjuna the nature of self and the nature of the ego, Arjuna realizes that all of the problems that he is experiencing is because of this ego. It is because of his identification with this fictional character called Arjuna. He begins to realize that there is something beyond the ego, but the ego is stopping him to realize that, and this ego is the cause of his fear and sorrow and suffering and all the worry that he was going through. At the core of Arjuna's dilemma is his sense of I, his identity as a warrior, a prince, a friend. This is the ego, the center around which our entire psychological structure revolves. The ego is what we generally refer to as I, as me, right? Whenever we do something, we say that I did it. So, this is ego. What Advaita Vedanta reveals is that even this I is not who we truly are. So, Vedanta is telling that we are not manas or memory. We are not buddhi, the intellect. We are not ahankara, the ego. We are not even the subconscious mind, the deep layers of the mind. And slowly like this, Vedanta points us towards who we truly are. With this, let us come to part 5, which is pure consciousness. Slowly like this, Sri Krishna guides Arjuna through different chapters of Bhagavad Gita to realize his own self. His own self as that infinite, boundless consciousness, which is beyond mind, which is beyond memory, which is beyond ego, which is beyond intellect, and all the deeper layers of the mind. When Arjuna begins to see himself like this, all his doubts, all his fears slowly vanishes. Because once he begins to see reality from the highest perspective, the way it truly is, what he needs to do at that moment becomes obvious to him. What needs to be done for the welfare of society, for the greater good of the whole world, becomes obvious to him as he was identified with his individual ego before, and as he was identified with his body-mind complex before. There were a lot of doubts that were within him. This is because he didn't have the higher perspective on reality. He was looking at reality from a very narrow perspective. But once his perspective expanded, once his vision expanded, what he needs to do at that moment became obvious to him. Beyond thought, beyond emotion, beyond even the sense of I, there is a silent, unchanging witness. This is our true nature, pure consciousness, or Atman, which is none other than Brahman. Now let's come to the final part, that is part 6, which is transcending the ego. Now imagine that you are Arjuna and you have gone through different layers of your mind, realizing that you are none of these layers or aspects of the mind. And slowly, you are now at the edge of realization. You are at the point of realization. And suddenly here, something shifts and you realize there is no you separate from what you are experiencing. The observer and the observed merge into one reality. The boundaries of your being dissolve and you recognize that you are not in the world, but the world is in you, a manifestation within consciousness. So this was the experience of Arjuna as he was in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. All Krishna did was to reveal to him the truth of reality, the truth of who he truly was. Once he understood who he truly was, dharma became obvious to him. What he had to do became obvious to him. This will happen for each and every one of us as we begin to understand who we truly are. When we identify ourselves with this tiny ego and this tiny body-mind complex, our life will be filled with doubts and worries and stress and scarcity. Once we expand our identification and once we realize that we are that boundless awareness, what we need to do in this world and how we need to live our lives becomes naturally obvious to us and it becomes available to us. Our dharma, our purpose, everything becomes available to us and our life will become a beautiful journey.
Hello there. If you wish to understand the true nature of reality and learn about consciousness, conscious creation, and the teachings of the ancient Vedanta in order to live your life with purpose, achieve fulfillment, and consciously create a life that you truly want to live, then you can join our community Come Learning platform, the Advaita Conscious Society. For more information, visit advaita.com. Thank you.